Welcome to the Misadventures of the Millennial Virgin podcast. Yes, we're here. Episode one, season one, episode one. I am your host, Mia Cresswell, and here we discuss the unspoken truths about faith, life, love, and sex. Again, I'm your host, Mia Cresswell, and I'm so excited. This is episode one. I'm just so excited for what's in store, for what God has in store, for all these chats that we're going to be having. But first, before we get into what this podcast is really all about, I want to tell you a little bit about myself in case you don't know me. I'm currently a Master of Social Work student, and my expected graduation date is May 2019. I am extremely passionate about empowering others, specifically young women, with the tools to become the best version of themselves. I also love to cook, okay? That is like my thing. Everybody who knows me knows I love to cook. I love not just to cook for myself, but my family and just people that I care about, because I love, like, I'm that person who makes something and who's like, okay, did you like it? I'm waiting to get your response. So yes, I love cooking. I love eating. I love just all that. But you'll learn more about that later. Anyways, I'm also super, 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 super passionate about Own Your Peach Incorporated, which is the nonprofit organization in which I am the founder and the executive director of. And just by the way, I will be referencing Own Your Peach at different points during the podcast. But in the meantime, please visit www.ownyourpeach.org. Again, I'll spell it out. That's www.ownyourpeach.org. Okay. Now, what can you expect in this podcast? I know you're probably like, oh my goodness, what is this? What is this girl talking about? What are the misadventures of the Millennial Virgin podcast? What have I gotten myself into, right? Well, I'm telling myself the same thing. What have I gotten myself into? I'm just so excited. I'm just overwhelmed with excitement right now. Anyways, in case you're here hoping to hear some juicy details about my life, you probably won't find that because my life isn't all that juicy. My life is good, but it's not juicy. Some things that we'll discuss in this space will consist of shared experiences between either myself and or my peers, and really just different conversations that sparked my interest for this podcast is what you'll be able to listen to and give some feedback about as well. This podcast will also include interviews with other millennials, other individuals in various health professions, and really anybody else who has some insight into the topics that we discuss. So if you believe that you're that person, just hit me up. Let me know. We can do an episode together. Anyways, my overall goal with this podcast is just to shed some light on some issues and some topics that rarely get discussed, either because of society, either because of our own insecurities, either maybe some rigid beliefs, or really just anything that prevents us from having open, honest, healthy conversations, because that's where I am right now. All my relationships, I'm not perfect at all. I just try to be more intentional now to nurture the relationships, of course, starting with myself and with God, but really nurture the relationships around me and have those open, healthy, often difficult, but necessary conversations. So, like I said, we discuss the unspoken truths, right, about faith, life, love, and sex. And so really starting with faith, some of these conversations that we'll have, it'll be about the spiritual journey that we're all on, because we're all on a journey. Life is a journey. And that's probably one of my favorite sayings. Like, there's an India Arie song where she says, life is a journey, not a destination. I'm not a singer, but you know. Anyways, at some point in our adulthood, we really do have to make our own decision to work out our own salvation. And that's what we believe as Christians, what I believe as a Christian. And we can no longer cling to the habits and the behaviors of our parents and expect that to sustain us. When we become adults and we're capable of thinking for ourselves, it's good for us to take the principles that we've been given, use that as our foundation, and discover ways to apply those truths in a practical way to our daily lives. And that's with any, that's just with all of us. And really this journey began for me, I would say, during the last year or two of undergrad. I went to Sam Houston, Eat 'em up cats, bear cats out there. Anyways, this season was a real turning point for my life because I learned more about myself, the kind of person that I want to be. And more important than all of that, ultimately, I learned about started learning more about the fullness of God and how to really see myself through his eyes. Because when I see myself through the eyes of God, I'm able to see others through those eyes as well, through his eyes as well. So that's what we'll be talking about as far as faith. As far as life is concerned, we all know life has a tendency not to go as planned. And I am the first one to tell you, if you would have asked me 5 years ago, Mia, would you think that you'd be exactly where you are today? I would say, no, absolutely not. Pass, you know, on some areas, and I'll go into more of that later. But even though I didn't know what the plan was for my life, God always had a plan. And that just brings so much peace, and it should bring us so much peace knowing that God had a plan for us even before we were created in our mother's womb, even before we were even thought of. For example, I was getting ready to graduate Sam Houston in 2012, and I had really no clue about what I was going to do. I just knew, okay, I'm getting this degree because this is what I'm supposed to do, right? I've spent the last 4.5, almost 5 years here. Okay, I guess this is a good thing. But there's just different experiences that I had in life kind of encouraged me and really inspired me to found the nonprofit On Your Peach. So I'll go into more details about that later, and just life and how life is a journey. As far as love, right? Everybody, I love love, and I love seeing like real, genuine love, not that fake Instagram, social media type of love, but like real love, real commitment, real dedication, real loyalty. That is just a beautiful thing to me. And I believe that is something that is given by God and really what we already have, because guess what? A lot of times we seek love in the people around us. A lot of the loves that I just mentioned was like carnal. It was like our earthly relationships, right? But those relationships are not the only thing that can sustain us. God's love is the only love that can do that for us. So what happens in love and our expectations, we end up disappointing ourselves because we put unrealistic expectations onto others. Raise your hand if you've done that. I'm raising my hand right now. You can't see me yet, but I have done that. And what that does is that just puts so much pressure on us, and it really doesn't allow us to see that person for their full potential, and really just to see them for who they are instead of giving them unrealistic expectations based on what we think they should be. And so really when we realize that we're already complete with God's love, that gives us true peace that can never be matched. And we think about the word love, right? And we think, okay, love is usually how I feel. And at least that's what the world has told us. Society attributes love to feelings and the moment and the passion and things like that. But according to the Bible, which is my personal blueprint to get the definition of love, love is patient. Love is kind. It keeps no record of wrongs, and there's just so many other things. And a lot of these things that we read about in the Bible about love are things that are they're things that take action, and love is an action. And you probably hear that often. For those of us who are like, okay, what does love really mean? Anyways, when I started learning what love really is, I had to, and really I still have to, because like I said, life is a journey and we're constantly growing. And when we stop growing, we stop progressing and we stop improving and we stop a lot letting our light shine. And I still have to look in the mirror at myself and, okay, say, how am I showing love to others? Like, I love myself. And that has been a journey in itself, to just accept and to love myself. And, you know, we all have our days. I have my days where I'm like, dang, girl, you need to, you know, do this. Girl, you need to go. You need to step away from the table sometimes. But at the end of the day, like, God created me. He didn't make any mistakes. And so when you were able to fully love ourselves, we're able to fully and truly love others. And so instead of us thinking, okay, this person's not showing love, this person is, they don't have the right attitude, and they're not treating me with love, so I'm not going to treat them with love. Well, that's not what love is, because love doesn't keep record of wrongs, right? And so now I look at, how am I showing love to others? How am I showing love to my parents, to my sisters, to friends, significant other someday, you know. Anyways, just how are we showing love to the people around us? And then the other part that we're going to be discussing on this podcast of the misadventures of the millennial virgin is love, right? Of sex. I'm sorry, not love. We just talked about love. Sex, right? Oh my gosh. Is she really saying that word? What is she about to say about sex? Oh my goodness. Is this rated R? No, it's not rated R, I promise. But growing up, the topic of love, of sex, or really lack thereof, it was taboo in many households and really still is. I could easily say, oh, in Christian households, that's the way it is. But no, households of all types of cultural backgrounds, religious backgrounds, talking about sex is taboo. It's like everybody's doing it, or a lot of people are having sex, but nobody really is comfortable talking about it and having those open conversations about what sex is really designed for and the consequences, both positive and negative, that sex can have. So really, in general, sex makes a lot of people uncomfortable to discuss it. I'll use myself for example. So when I was growing up, I remember specifically I was in like the sixth grade, and I would hear stories from my peers, and they would be talking about like their sexual acts and their experiences and all that. And I was like, what? Like, we're like 11 years old. Like, how? And in some instances, as I grew and learned more, like some people were definitely lying about, you know, their experiences because they just heard about it and they were getting misinformation. But on the other hand, there were a lot of instances where people were actually doing the things that they were talking about. And so that's just why I'm so passionate about having open conversations as far as sex and really what it was designed to be. And for me, sex was designed for a husband and wife. And a lot of parents I see that I've talked to, and even like teenagers, they struggle with having conversations with their parents about sex because parents are afraid, like, oh my goodness, if I talk about it, that means you're going to want to go have sex, and then we're going to have this big problem on our hands. But let me tell you, there is no evidence that proves that if a parent has a conversation with their child or their teenager about sex, that that's going to like incite the desire and the curiosity. Because guess what? Like I mentioned, when I was in sixth grade, there's sixth graders now out here having these conversations and getting misinformation about sex. And that creates an unrealistic, and it creates like an unhealthy idea, and it creates unhealthy habits about sexes. And so I think it's important to have those truthful conversations so that our younger generations can be comfortable with having those conversations, like with their parents and everything. Anyways, that is the summary of what we'll be talking about on the Misadventures of the Millennial Virgin podcast. I'm so excited that you have come along this crazy ride with me, because it's going to get good. I think if you have some ideas, some topics about these unspoken truths and want to share your own experiences, please don't hesitate to reach out to me. There'll be new episodes every first and third Monday. Okay. Now, what I want you to do is, this podcast is available on anywhere that podcast that you can listen to. If it's on iTunes, Anchor, the Anchor app, and you can go to my website and listen. So what's my website? It's www.miacresswell.com. Again, that's www.miacresswell.com, and you can go and listen. Again, thank you so much for tuning into episode 1 of the Misadventures of the Millennial Virgin podcast. Stay tuned for episode 2.